This is Rex.
And this is Tamarin, and you're listening to Northern Transmissions.
Welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. Thanks again for listening. That was Tamarin right off the top with the track Mild Confusion off the 2010 The Waves album, released on Mexican Summer Records. I sat down with Tamarin and Rex from Tamarin just before their show with the Ravenettes, and you might hear a bit of feedback, and that's just the Ravenettes sound checking. So excuse the noise. My first question for Tamarin was kind of funny, actually, because it was, originally I thought I was just going to interview her alone, but Rex was there as well, which was great. It was pretty funny because I asked her about the working relationship between her and Rex was there listening the whole time.
Working with Rex has been really great. I mean, he pretty much produces and plays everything on the record, so it's sort of invaluable. When we first started working together, thought it was going to be a temporary thing, and I tried playing music with a lot of other people, and it just kept coming back to working with him because I think it takes a long time to figure out that that kind of chemistry musically with somebody is really rare and special when you find it.
Next, we discuss playing live and playing in the studio, and if they're happy, how the latest songs are coming across live.
I personally feel comfortable, I mean, doing both. It depends. I mean, it's been really amazing with the album doing as well as it has, but I think we've been having the opportunity to meet demand rather than try and create demand, and I've always felt uncomfortable when you're thinking of performing as a way of promotion as opposed to a way of celebrating the, you know, art that we'd already made, you know, and we haven't had to do that. We've been really lucky with, you know, the opportunities we've had since doing the record. But I think we're both pretty excited after doing this U.S. tour to get back home and start working on the next album and, you know, just kind of soak in the atmosphere of home and just kind of be creative again, because it's a different type of creativity performing live. It's more immediate, and it's just, you know, it's different, you know. I think we're ready for the more introspective, cerebral creativity of recording the next record and writing it and stuff. So I think we're looking forward to it.
I'm a really hypercritical person of myself, so I give myself a bit of a hard time, but I think that, I mean, nothing live, it's never going to sound like the record. We're not really the kind of band that uses like a lot of assistance or backing tracks and things like that. It's like a totally different medium, and so we've kind of developed that side of it, and I think it's really great, and I think it's just a different kind of powerful experience than listening to the album, but definitely really two separate experiences.
Yeah. I think it's you know, we're doing live, it's more of a, with this tour, the production isn't, it's not like a huge production, so it's more of an intimate kind of a band thing, you know, which I think these days actually stands out. You know, there's a lot of really amazing productions and stuff, live productions people are putting on, and ours is really stripped down and real simple. It's just a, you know, guitar, bass, and drums, and Tamron singing, and I think it's not exactly like the album, but I think if people love the songs, you know, I think it's a neat experience to experience them being performed live, and just the feeling that the pushing and pulling from the different musicians, and we've been really lucky to work with some pretty awesome musicians like Bill, our drummer on this tour, William, he was in Reina Maria. It's like a really cool band, and he's a really awesome player, and Jessica, our bass player, has been in a lot of bands also, and toured with the Chameleons and all these other great bands, and she's, so, you know, I think it's, we've got a really cool thing going on this tour, and like Tamron said, it's a totally different experience than just sitting at home listening to the record, but I'm happy with it, you know, and how simple it is. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is about our record, actually, is that it's pretty simple in instrumentation. There's really not that many tracks of things happening. There's more guitars, and there are more layers of guitars than there are live. But, yeah, I mean, the sort of concept of the record is sort of a minimal amount of instruments that have a lot of space, but they sort of create a really big sound that way.
Hi there, I hope you're enjoying my interview with Tamron. Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. And right now, let's check out another song called Love Fade off the 2010 The Waves record. Tamron has made some pretty interesting videos, and we had a chance to talk about that as well as their live visual performance.
For me personally, I get like a role. It's really rewarding for me to do that part of it. I think Rex is a real like technical person, and he's really hands-on, and he's really great at making music and working on different sounds and with amps and things like that. And I might be the more like conceptual one. I kind of think of things in a little bit less of technical terms. And so from the beginning of making the music with him, I'm always kind of thinking in images, and so it's really fun for me to be able to kind of contextualize that with the videos and with the projections and things like that. It helps me also settle into the sound live, and I think it also, it's really difficult, like Rex was saying, that we don't have a large production, we don't have a lot of money as a band, so we're sort of, you have sort of limitations, and you need to do the best you can with it. So when you go to all these different spaces, whether you play a tiny show or whether you're opening up for a big band and you're playing a huge space, or it's really important for it was really important for me to kind of be able to take over the room no matter what the space was, and sort of have a real continuity between the shows, like to sort of have all the shows be somewhat similar. So we use projections and try to keep the lights the same and just have it be a show, but sort of still DIY, but be able to have like a big, you know, imagery across the whole stage or all of that, I think really makes a difference. It invites the audience to want to take part in the music, I think. I definitely run all the ideas by Rex and stuff like that, but I think it's the side of things that I like get more excited about. I think that probably Rex has made a lot of videos in his life and maybe had good and bad experiences, and probably it's not as exciting.
I just like what you and Kristen do together and stuff, so it doesn't, I don't feel like I could, unless you needed input, I don't feel like you guys really need it. I don't want to interfere, you know?
Yeah, on this album we worked with this really great girl, Kristen Turner, and so yeah, I can't take full credit or anything because the style is very much her style, and she worked with other bands that we're friends with, and we like a lot, like Dum Dum Girls and Crocodiles and things like that. And it just so happened that her style was really similar to what I already wanted to be doing, but could never figure out how to do it myself because she's a real post-production whiz, you know? And she had a lot of the same influences as me, like Angus Cameron and Derek Jarman, and that whole era of videos that is the best era of music videos.
Yeah, it's really complex and heavy stuff. Like, I mean,
yeah, it's not afraid to be a piece of art in itself, you know? I think that got lost with big budget videos and MTV later, and I think when the medium just came about and MTV had just started, I think people really took it as an opportunity to showcase themselves as artists and directors, and it was a really great time, I think, for like maybe 10 years.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Tamarin with the track Haze Interior off the 2010 The Waves record. You're still listening to Northern Transmissions. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you're enjoying my conversation with Tamarin. Next, we talked a little about their inspiration to start playing rock and roll.
I mean, Metallica, Ride the Lightning, like, the first time I heard, that record, I was like, oh, man, I need to go get the acoustic guitar that my mom gave to a friend that used to be my dad's. You know what I mean? I had to go take it back from her. I had to, like, when I heard that record. But now, I mean, I don't know. I still like that stuff. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to be a singer. I feel like probably everybody does. I can't really tell. I mean, you're a little kid and you dance in front of the mirror with a hairbrush or whatever, you know. But to actually sing, I think when I moved to New York as a teenager, I was really inspired by the sort of like New York credo of like, there's this whole like mentality in New York that's sort of post no wave, where it doesn't matter if you can play music, just get up and do something. And that is more respected actually than being really good at anything. It's just like, you know, it's post everything. And it's just, it's more about being a performer and being a character. And I was really inspired by that when I was younger. And I wanted to do that. And I think that I just tried a bunch of different things and that's where I started, and I wasn't insecure about it because I looked to bands like Susie and the Banshees or something that did the very same thing. You know, they got up on stage and couldn't play a note, and then they developed into in my opinion, the greatest psychedelic bands of all time. So I knew that. I was informed by that because I worked at record stores when I was younger, and I knew that you could do it, that sort of punk, like original punk statement, you know? And that's what inspired me, and then I just developed, and now I feel, after 10 years later or something like that, like I could actually call myself a musician, or I feel like, oh, I can maybe do this.
When you're writing songs, when you're thinking about writing songs, like, how do you turn the mind off? And you don't want to write songs. Is your mind constantly, like an artist's mind, is it constantly working on that side of the brain, on the artist's brain? Or can you say, look, you know what, I want to turn it off today and I want to go whatever, you know, climb a mountain or go play pinball or something?
That's funny that you say that, because Rex actually does go climb mountains and surf and things like that. I think he's really good at taking time for himself and sort of being aware of all the different aspects of being human or something, right? Like, he likes to, you know, he has this thing called news chilling he likes to do sometimes.
I think that, but turning the mind off is kind of what it is. It's like, you know, when you're surfing, when you're catching a wave, and when you're doing that, you're not really, it's all of your brain is turned off, kind of, you know. It's almost like meditation or something like that. So and then there are other times when you're working or driving or whatever where the artist thing is happening, and you're like, oh, what if this, or God, that's a weird song, and the bumper music on between NPR programs or whatever you're listening to or doing in your, you know, or that's a weird rhythm that's making, and that never bothers me. I don't know if it's like an inside joke or something on the rest of the world or whatever, you know, that you're looking at things from an artist's perspective, I guess, you know.
I don't sit around and write like songs in my head. I'm much more into when we doing them. Like, I don't sit, like, collect lyrics or anything like that. I like to have it be roll from the collective unconscious in the moment when the song's being made. But I do obsessively listen to music all the time and get obsessed with other people's songs. Sort of like method acting, you know, conscious preparation for an unconscious reaction or whatever.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Northern Transmissions, featuring Rex and Tamarin from the band Tamarin. Thanks, as always, for listening. Thanks to my whiz of an engineer, Andy Kallstrom, and we will see you soon. So let's send you off with one more track from the band. The song is Sandstone, off the 2010 album The Waves.